I'm Luna.
And I'm Nath.
And welcome to Paraverse Illuminate Me.
A new series in which we scour the depths of the internet to see what strange, stupid, and sometimes even believable conspiracy theories we can find.
This show is for entertainment purposes only, and the views expressed aren't necessarily the views of the hosts.
Hello.
Hi.
Again. Every single time we do the show, I say the same thing. It's been a while. I said that last time. I said that the time before. Guess what? It's been a while.
Yeah, we're a bit crap, honestly.
We're really not very...
Consistent?
Consistent. That's what I'm looking for. We're not very consistent, are we? We're doing our best. We're going to try to be more consistent. We're going to try to be better.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Speaking of lack of consistency... This show is going to be a little bit different than all the others. While looking into my three conspiracy theories for the show, I got so invested and went so far down the rabbit hole that for this show, I'm going to talk for long enough to fill an entire show on my own. So Luna just went, you do it, and I'll just sit and react. Okay, cool. So for this show, you're just going to have to listen to me ramble.
Sorry.
Which is generally just your life, just sitting there listening to me ramble on like, that's interesting.
It is.
Anyway, as I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, we better get started. So, I try to find three completely, sort of, with a theme, but unrelated topics. And the more I looked into them, the more I realised they're all related, they all link, and it just blew my mind. So I went from, these are maybe possible, to this is a thing. I'm now terrified.
Oh, Lord.
So I'll start at the beginning. The first one I looked into was JFK was killed by the CIA. Okay. So we've all heard at least one conspiracy surrounding the death of the US President John F. Kennedy. But this is possibly the craziest and now the one I personally believe the most. Just 10 days before he was assassinated, JFK had demanded the CIA give him all of the information they had on UFOs, and then to share this information with NASA. Kennedy wanted to reach out to the Soviet Union in hopes of working together in space exploration and hopefully ending the Cold War. He was worried that any UFO sightings over Russia would lead the Soviet Union to assume they were US spy craft. So obviously he wanted to try to end the tension.
Yeah.
Knew that the US had seen UFOs, didn't want the Russians to see UFOs and think it was Americans and then start launching nukes or something.
I mean, that's a valid thing to worry about, yeah. To be fair.
So there was a contended memo dated the 12th of November 1963, supposedly obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request from JFK to the CIA, shows Kennedy asking for this information. The memo is redacted in parts, as generally everything seems to be when it's released, and has the words top secret across the top, but many people claim this to be fake. Apparently the font was wrong, the way it was written was wrong, generally a lot of experts, in little quotation marks, claim that it just looked like a fake.
Okay.
There have been whistleblowers, ex-military personnel, who have claimed that a few months before his death, Kennedy was even flown out to a remote airbase, and while he was there, he was photographed shaking hands with a 7-foot-tall alien. The guy who took the pictures was one of the whistleblowers, who said that he was the military photographer. The person who he came out to, or gave this information to, checked all of this, and said, yeah, he proved that he was a military photographer. He proved that he was working in the areas that he said he was. And that he was basically stuck on a plane, flown out to this remote military airport, wasn't told where it was, and was just told to take photos, then put back on the plane, and off he went.
Okay.
The belief is that JFK was given this opportunity to stop him from asking for more information. Like, you keep asking about the aliens, here's one of the aliens, leave it. Like,
surely, though, giving him that opportunity would just give him more questions. Yeah.
But obviously, it didn't stop him. So this theory would have us believe that the CIA decided they had to take more direct action against the president. So, again, as the theory goes, JFK was assassinated and Lee Harvey Oswald was framed for his murder. You'll all be thinking the CIA wouldn't actually kill their own president just to hide the truth about UFOs. But there is also another contentious memo.
One point I want to ask about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too... Well, the CIA probably would take out one of their presidents. It wouldn't shock me. CIA, don't come for me. Just, you know, saying.
You might be worried by the end of this stuff. Trust me.
But why get him to meet the alien, take photo evidence, and then kill him?
Yeah, I think...
It just seems stupid. Yeah,
this generally would make you think that they were hoping... He was the first president to ask questions. They didn't know how to handle it. The same with the handling of Roswell. This was the first big crash out in the open. Lots of people saw it, lots of witnesses. And the first thing they did was, there's been a UFO crash. And then the next day, it was a weather balloon. They very quickly backtracked. They hadn't had to do this before. Mm. This was the first president that had asked questions and that was really pushing to get the answers. So they went, okay, here's an answer. Now leave it. And obviously, he was like, oh, well, now I know this is a thing. I want to know more. The public should know. NASA should know. And they didn't want him telling people. Anyway, keeps going. There is another contentious memo known as the Burned Memo that was handed to media outlets in 1999 by someone claiming to be a former CIA operative. The alleged leaker said he worked for the CIA between 1960 and 1974 and pulled the memo, which experts have never verified as authentic, from a fire when the agency was burning some of its most sensitive files. In the Burned Memo, the CIA director at the time, his name is redacted, allegedly wrote, Lancer, CIA's code name for JFK, has made some inquiries regarding our activities, which we cannot allow. Please submit your views no later than October. Your action on this matter is critical to the continuance of the group. Both of these memos have led conspiracy theorists to believe the CIA had a hand in Kennedy's death, while others doubt the authenticity of either memo. Researchers at the JFK Library, which holds physical copies of every letter JFK ever wrote, including classified ones, can't find any evidence of either of these memos in their archives. Is this because they never existed, or because all evidence of this was destroyed to help the CIA cover up their involvement in his death? Generally, all of these, yeah, but that doesn't make sense. Where's this? Why do the experts say they look fake? Conspiracy theorists and people that believe this would say, well, the CIA paid these people to say that and they threatened these people or they've destroyed the evidence. Or, you know, if they're going to go to the extremes of killing the president, it's nowhere near that extreme to pay someone off or threaten someone to not fucking say anything or to threaten to kill them or, you know what we did to JFK, we'll do the same to you.
Yeah.
So it's not, if the... You know, they did kill JFK, everything else underneath it is a lot more feasible. So, strangely, this conspiracy doesn't end there. Another very famous name has recently been dragged into this theory and is now the subject of documentaries and TV shows.
Can I guess who?
Go on then.
I haven't looked at your notes, I don't know. Okay. Is it Marilyn Monroe?
It is indeed. She was even on Dr. Stephen Greer's unacknowledged mention in the theory. Monroe famously committed suicide after suffering from mental illness and substance abuse. Just remember that, yeah? All the way through this show, Marilyn Monroe suffered with drug abuse and mental health.
Yeah.
That seems to be a theme throughout this, okay? And is another person whose death is surrounded by conspiracy, especially due to her closeness with the Kennedy family. Obviously, she was famously having an affair, apparently, with both of the Kennedy brothers. She was found surrounded by pills, hence the suicide conclusion. But many believe that the Kennedys had told her what they knew about UFOs and how much was being covered up, and that she was about to come forward. Some people have even gone as far to say that she'd planned a press conference.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And was going to announce everything that she'd been told.
Yeah.
as the Kennedy brothers were unable to, because obviously they were a lot higher up. Mm. One was the Attorney General and one was the President, so generally not in the position to come out and tell people things that they shouldn't be. So obviously this theory has us believe that she was killed by the CIA and her death was staged as a suicide.
Yeah.
This theory also leads to my next theory, which until I was researching, didn't realise could have had any link whatsoever. Yeah? When I start, it doesn't sound linked at all. But once I got deeper into the rabbit hole, my mind was blown. Okay? So, Rudlow Manor. Have you ever heard of Rudlow Manor?
I don't know. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I couldn't place it.
Okay. So, tucked away in the picturesque English countryside is Rudlow Manor, which was built in 1685 in Box in Wiltshire. Nice little town named Box.
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 B-O-X.
B-O-X. Box.
Wow.
At first glance, the Rudlow Manor looks like any other English estate, but underneath the house and property, there are over 2 million square feet of underground tunnels. The tunnels were created during the 1930s when Rudlow's quarry was mined for Bath stone. The mineral mined was used to build the nearby city known as Bath. During the Second World War, Rudlow Manor housed the Royal Air Force in the underground tunnels. Perfectly normal so far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is where things get weird. England confiscated Rudlow Manor and surrounding properties during the war to build munitions dumps. However, unlike other private installations used by the military during the war, Rudlow Manor was never released from the England's Ministry of Defence. So they gave all the other properties back, other than Rudlow Manor.
Probably they because of all it. The space they've got, they can hide shit there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get to that.
I'm one step ahead of you.
Yeah. Since that time, there have been many strange theories about Rudlow Manor, and it has gained the name of Britain's Roswell. This is because there were stories of a UFO crash nearby in the 1940s. As with Roswell, New Mexico, Rudlow Manor is now claimed to have been the site of the crash, and the tunnels are claimed to be home to the craft and its occupants, which is why the Ministry of Defence never gave the house back or the land back, because underneath the house there's an actual UFO.
Okay.
On January 23rd, 1974, another mysterious incident took place over the Welsh Berwyn Mountains. It was first explained as an earthquake, except that it coincided with a meteorite landing at the exact same spot as the epicentre of the so-called earthquake. The locals knew what they saw, and it wasn't an earthquake or a meteorite. They saw a UFO crash. They felt the military was covering the crash when a high-ranking official showed up and tried to say that it was an earthquake. Nick Pope, who worked for the MOD, had read declassified documents stating it had been a meteor. So even the Ministry of Defence's answers were either a meteorite or
an earthquake. Yeah.
But they didn't seem to agree with each other. So which one was it?
Should be simple if it's either. It's either this or that.
Exactly. There have been numerous reports of flying bright lights in England skies reported from at least three counties on the same night of the so-called meteor.
When was this again?
This is in 1974.
Okay.
So either there was a meteor shower and lots of people across the country were seeing lots and lots of meteors. But surely most people know what a meteor looks like.
Yeah.
So they'd have said, oh, I saw lots of meteors.
Mm.
Not flashing bright lights across the sky. Mm. Classified documents released in the 2000s support what the locals had been saying. They were also surprised at how quickly the investigators showed up after the incident, begging the question, did the military know beforehand the UFO was going to crash and where? Because there were people there within minutes investigating the meteorite crash / earthquake.
They could have been following it if it was a UFO.
If they did, then that suggests the British government knew about the UFO's practices and was keeping that information from the public. So where were the alien remains taken along with the spacecraft debris? Ancient alien theorists claim it was Rudlow Manor. The suspicious activities by the UK military at and around Rudlow Manor continue today. This is where the story linked to the last theory.
Okay.
American journalist Dorothy Kilgallen wrote a newspaper article on the 1940s crash and claimed to have been given a tip-off by a high-ranking British military official. Kilgallen investigated this along with other high-profile cases until her suspicious death. So a little bit of background on Dorothy Kilgallen.
Okay.
She was one of the most well-known and prominent reporters in American history. Her tenacious personality and intense columns examined major stories of her time, including the murder trial of Dr. Sam Shepard and the Cuban Missile Crisis. While her readers loved her dynamic style, powerful figures in Hollywood and intelligence agencies were not fans of her work. After the assassination of President and her close friend John Kennedy in November 1963, Dorothy dedicated her work to uncovering what she believed to have been a massive conspiracy and cover-up. She had a contact in the Warren Commission, which are the people that basically declared that Lee Harvey Oswald was the guy that killed him.
Okay.
Who leaked information to her, which she in turn published. The FBI began keeping a file on her and tapping her phone after Dorothy refused to reveal her sources. Dorothy became the only journalist to get a private, one-on-one interview with Jack Ruby, the man who shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who was obviously the man charged with Kennedy's assassination. Oswald always denied being responsible and claimed he was a patsy being used to cover up the truth. In the days and weeks leading up to her death, Dorothy told friends she was going to break the case open and she had plans to travel to New Orleans to meet with an informant. Sadly, Dorothy would be found dead in her home just days before this trip, with her body found fully dressed, sitting upright in her bed. Later reports indicated that she and her friends were on the verge of locating JFK's real killer. Kilgallen had just returned from an interview in Dallas, Texas when she was found, and what information she had gathered would never be revealed as her research files on both the death of JFK and Rudlow Manor were never found. The official ruling in Dorothy's death was that she died of an accidental overdose, a lethal combination of alcohol and sleeping pills. While this was the official story, many believed that Dorothy was murdered to halt her investigation. So were JFK and Marilyn Monroe killed by the CIA for discovering the truth about UFOs, and Dorothy Kilgallen killed for getting too close to the truth? What else did you possibly discover about the FBI/CIA and any other secretive agencies around the world? Maybe even the MOD and the truth about Rudlow Manor?
Wow. You seem very linked.
Yeah, so there was me just thinking I'm looking at this little house in the middle of the English countryside and the fact that it might maybe be the home to a UFO and suddenly it's linked to the assassination of JFK.
That's mad.
Blew
my
mind.
You feel like that guy with the...
Yeah.
With the little pins.
Little pins, like, stay with me, yeah. I've linked it all. It's all one big conspiracy. So anyway, I didn't think this one was going to be linked either. But
I thought that was all three.
No, that was just two. I've got one more yet.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't think this one was going to be linked either. But there are some very, very strange similarities here. So this one has always felt very close to home for me. Max Spyers, you ever heard of him?
I don't know.
Okay, Max Spyers was a British ufologist and conspiracy theorist who was due to speak at a conference in Warsaw, Poland, in July 2016. He was going to be discussing UFOs, government cover-ups and black magic, and was well known for his views on these topics. Unfortunately, he was never able to make this appearance as he died a few days earlier and was found on a friend's sofa. This whole story is so weird.
Well, I know where you're going to go with it, like okay. Someone killed him, yeah?
Mm.
But on their mate's sofa?
Yeah. That's where he was staying. He had a friend that lived in Poland. He was just staying there before the conference.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, as I was saying, this whole story is full of weird things, which is where the conspiracy surrounding his death came from. When his body was discovered, it was found that he had vomited around 2 litres of a strange black fluid. 6 days after his death, Spire's body was returned to the UK, but his family were advised not to view his body due to the extreme deterioration of his face. He was apparently unrecognisable after 6 days.
Okay, I know a little bit about this stuff. it all depends on when he was collected and stuff. But
generally 6 days.
Hmm.
And he wasn't lying on the sofa for 6 days.
So they found him the next morning.
Yeah.
He got picked up, taken to the coroner's office, where he would have been.
No. Wait, I'll get there. Okay. The doctor who arrived when an ambulance was called said the black fluid was a symptom of sulfuric acid poisoning. But the police were not informed, and no authorities were told about the strange death until over a month later, after his body was back in the UK, and so the Polish authorities were unable to perform an autopsy. So he didn't go straight to a morgue. I'm not sure where he went before he came back to the UK, because that's 6 days.
But they would have had to keep him cool, otherwise his body would deteriorate. Mm. Where the hell did they put him?
I have no idea. Max was only 39 years old when he died, and his family said they did not know of any health problems that could have led to his sudden death. On the 30th of August 2016, once they were informed, the Polish authorities started an investigation looking into possible involuntary manslaughter. The conclusion of this investigation is so weird, considering they didn't do an autopsy, but they reached the conclusion of death by natural causes.
What the fuck?
So they came to a conclusion of cause of death without an autopsy.
You can't do that.
No. In December of the same year, the British authorities launched an inquest into the death. Spire's family weren't happy about this, as an inquest only aims to find what happened, unlike an actual investigation, which would have led to a prosecution if someone was to blame. They weren't looking for anyone that was to blame. On the 7th of January 2019, so nearly 3 years later, the cause of his death was released as drugs and pneumonia. Max's mother received a text from him a few days before his death. This is the bit that really started the conspiracy in my head, because I heard about this when he died. The message is used by conspiracy theorists as proof that something really weird happened, and by skeptics to show that he was paranoid. The text said, "If anything happens to me, investigate."
Okay.
And that was only a few days before he died. He sent that to his mom.
Now, that would be one of them where people would be like, oh yeah, they're paranoid. But generally, people who were just paranoid and not having someone after them wouldn't actually die.
Yeah. And if someone's that paranoid, surely their family probably get that text a lot and it wouldn't stick out.
Yeah, that wouldn't be suspicious or weird or anything.
Yeah. What is even more bizarre is that the Polish authorities refused to give any paperwork to Max's mother on the basis that she did not obtain his written permission. She was simply given his death certificate, which was given by the Polish authorities, who didn't do an autopsy. They gave her a death certificate.
They can't have not done an autopsy.
They didn't.
Well, they did and just didn't tell anyone the results.
Yeah, but they weren't told until a month after he'd gone back to Britain, which means no one did an actual autopsy to determine the cause of death. They did in Britain, but they put it down to drugs and pneumonia. But his death certificate was filled in by the Polish authorities, who put it down as natural causes. So on his death certificate, it says natural causes of cause of death.
But what are the natural causes?
What natural causes cause you to throw up 2 litres of black fluid, which is a symptom of sulfuric acid poisoning?
That's very dodgy, yeah, that is.
So much weird stuff around this. Max also had a brother and sister who are also still trying to get to the bottom of what happened to him. Max Spires had made a living out of investigating UFO sightings and government cover-ups, but was rumoured to be investigating the lives of well-known political and corporate figures before his demise. Max himself had some questionable beliefs before his death. He believed that he was given supernatural powers at birth, and that he was altered as a child to make him a super soldier, although these traits were dormant until some point in the future, when maybe he'd be given a trigger word. He also apparently had very bad anxiety, paranoia, and a history of drug abuse. This case also reminded me of yet another UFO researcher and conference speaker who died under strange circumstances. Before I get into that, now I mentioned Marilyn Monroe and her mental illness and drug abuse.
Yeah, they like very to throw similar that about, don't they?
To, it seems to be, oh, they committed suicide. It was, they were mentally ill and they were on drugs. That seems to be the story that's thrown out about everybody after they die or kill themselves.
Yep.
So, for any people that are into UFOs and stuff, you've probably heard the name Phil Schneider. He'd been a UFO lecturer touring for 2 years prior to his death, discussing many government cover-ups of many black ops. He believed that there was a top-secret military base, known as Dulce Base, that had many underground levels that not only housed top-secret military tech, but was also home to an alien species. He talked about treaties and wars between the humans and these aliens happening in this base, and claimed to have been an engineer who worked there. He worked with his friend Ron Rummel on a magazine project called Alien Digest, until Rummel was found dead in a park with a gunshot wound. This was another death ruled as suicide, but those around him didn't believe this and believed he had been silenced. This was when Phil went public with his knowledge. Phil had a few scars on his body. He'd had lots of illnesses when he was a kid and whatever, so he'd got scars from operations and scars from other things. But he had other scars that he attributed to the wars with the aliens. One in particular, he claimed, was from a radiation weapon shot at his chest. He apparently had a long scar that went from just below his neck all the way down his stomach.
Okay.
He was later diagnosed with cancer that he attributed to what he called cobalt radiation from these weapons.
Okay.
He believed he was probably upsetting people who moved in secretive, shadowy circles, but believed the public needed to know the truth. Phil Schneider had a 9mm handgun that he had borrowed to protect himself. He'd also often made public that he was marked for death. He said publicly, "If I ever commit suicide, I'll have been murdered." Yeah, that was what he told one of his close friends. Okay. On January 17th, 1996, Philip Schneider was found dead in his Wilsonville, Oregon apartment. Before I carry on to this, I'm pretty certain he also said that threats had been made by someone in the FBI or the CIA to him and his family, that if he didn't shut up, they were all going to be dead. He was found in his apartment. He had apparently been dead for several days. I think his close friend had to come in and kick the door down. His body was found in what appeared to be an unusual position. His feet were under the bed, his head was in a wheelchair seat at an unusual angle, and the rest of his body was on the floor, hands by his side. Blood was found on the floor near his wheelchair, but no blood was found on his wheelchair. No wounds were on his body to account for the blood. No suicide note. His death was considered to be caused by a heart attack, but later analysis showed impressions around his neck, the width of a catheter tube. By this point, he was really ill in the wheelchair and needed a catheter. That suggested his death was motivated by strangulation. His surviving wife, Cynthia, has stated that US intelligence operatives had thoroughly searched their home shortly after his death and made off with at least a third of the family photographs. Cynthia also observed that Phil's lecture material and notes for his unwritten book on UFOs also went missing from his apartment, yet money and valuables remained untouched. Cynthia was told by Detective Randy Harris that there were marks on Phil's neck. An autopsy report revealed that a rubber hose was tied around Phil's neck 3 times and then tied in a knot, which blocked blood flow to his head, resulting in him becoming unconscious and then dying. The official cause of death was suicide. The medical examiner took blood and urine samples at the autopsy, but refused to analyse them, saying that the county coroner's office would not waste their money on a suicide. Samples were kept for 12 months. When interested parties asked for these samples to be sent to an independent lab 11 months later, they were missing and presumed destroyed. There's also the fact that later on, There was no evidence of this catheter tube mentioned on any of the like the autopsy reports or anything. People mentioned it to his wife, but they never officially wrote it down anywhere.
Yeah, there's no way they wouldn't have checked everything they needed to check and say, we're not going to waste money on a suicide.
Yeah.
Especially when there was something like that.
Exactly.
There was obviously not a suicide.
Unless they were told, this was a suicide, shut the fuck up, don't say anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't help but find similarities in all of these cases. Someone who claims to have found information or was digging for answers in the wrong places suddenly dies in strange circumstances. Their death covered up by a very thin story that includes drugs and mental health problems. But when looked at closely, the answers that are given just don't seem to add up. So are all of these cases linked simply through coincidence? Are they all just sad stories of deaths or suicides? Or were they all killed by forces unknown for getting too close to the truth? And do I also need to be worried as a UFO and conspiracy researcher and investigator?
Especially now you're putting it out there on a podcast.
On to you. Please don't kill me. So there you go. Told you they were all linked.
Yeah, now I'm a little bit worried you're going to post this and we're all going to get murdered.
Well, to be fair, I only talked about information that you can find on Google.
Very true. And I wouldn't kill myself.
Yeah. Hashtag did not kill myself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, we didn't kill ourselves. If we go missing and we committed suicide because we had mental health issues and drug problems, the CIA did it.
Shut up. It's literally because Stranger Things, we haven't seen the ending. And Walking Dead.
Yeah, okay, we can't kill ourselves yet. Not that we're planning to, but we can't yet anyway. So if we go missing within the next 2 years, definitely suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Anyway, should we make things a little bit more light-hearted after that weird rabbit hole I found myself in for the last 4 days and do some interesting facts?
I've got some interesting... I can join in.
Yay!
I'm joining in.
You want to be a joiner?
I'm a joiner.
Well, then I'll let you start since I've rambled on for 37 minutes.
You know, you said light, a bit light-hearted.
Yours not?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Well, not all of them. I don't know.
Mine are completely random. None of them are related at all.
I'm still waiting for the day that we both...
find the same
fact.
You never know. One day.
Okay, so here's my first one. In the Middle Ages, people used to eat mummies for medicinal purposes. It's the main reason we don't have many left today.
Wow, that's...
that's grim.
That's weird.
That's what? Fully cannibalistic.
That's nasty. Like, not even like cannibalistic. That's like not like a cow eating steak. That's like a cow eating beef jerky. Like, nasty meat. Like, dude, at least eat some fresh meat if you're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a bit...
anyway... citizens of the Soviet Union began celebrating the defeat of Germany in World War II as soon as it was announced. Less than 24 hours later, the entire country was out of vodka.
Vodka.
Love it.
Okay. Again, not on a lighter note. American serial killer John Wayne Gacy had bodies buried together so tightly under his house that the bones of his victims fused together. The skeletons took 2 years to fully separate.
Oh, grim.
Yeah.
This is one I'm pretty certain when I say it, you'll be like, yeah, I could see that. Yoda, the character from Star Wars, was partly modelled after a photo of Albert Einstein.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Oh, this one's a small one.
That's what she said!
12% of people dream in black and white.
Wow, but that's dull. Cool. After Outkast sang Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture, Polaroid released the statement saying shaking or waving can actually damage the image.
But that's what everybody does with them.
So, like, that's all they had to say about that song. Please don't shake it.
Please don't shake it like a Polaroid picture.
No.
Okay, you're more likely to dream about sex if you lie face down.
Oh, is that why I've humped a hole in the mattress? Weird.
Yeah.
Did you know China owns all of the pandas in the world?
Yeah.
They rent them out for about $1 million a year.
They rent them out?
So if you see a panda in a zoo, It comes from China, and the zoo pays £1 million a year to have that panda.
Holy fuck. Okay.
I need to get me a fucking panda. Start renting it out.
I thought you were going about just renting one. I was like, dude, we don't have the money for that.
No, I want to own one and rent it out.
Okay. You are taller in the morning than you are on the night.
I knew that.
I didn't know that. I was like, I'm going to start measuring myself to just see if it's true.
Yeah, I did it with the kids before. When Jack was younger, I taught him and measured and he was like, oh my God, like mind blown.
Well, obviously I don't remember any of that.
No. But anyway, here's one that I know you know, but other people might not. This is still, like, this fact is ridiculously stupid but amazing at the same time.
By the way, you fully just hit me in the boob when you did that. Just
gesturing with my hand to slap a boob. So, did you know, you do, but other people might not, the national animal of Scotland is...
A unicorn!
That's so weird.
I love that for Scotland.
And you have a national animal as a mythical creature that probably doesn't exist.
Because why the fuck not? There's no rules for this.
No.
You do you, Scotland. Okay. Oh, yeah. Listen to... This one weirded me out. So, if you've got a, if you've got a pet bird, yeah? And you're stroking it like, ah, you're actually really turning it on.
Nice.
And that's pretty much all birds. Just stroking it, it's gonna wanna fuck you.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Cool. You just made birds horny by stroking them. So anyone out there listening who has a pet bird.
There could be someone literally sitting there right now listening to this stroking their pet bird, looking down like, I'm just gonna put you back in the cage. Yeah,
probably best to do that.
So this is me, right? I didn't know this. This is a word that describes me. Yeah, Sundoku is the act of acquiring books or other reading materials and not reading them.
Oh yeah, you do that. I say sitting next to all these books that you haven't picked up.
Shh, I read.
I can read.
I can read. It doesn't mean I do.
You might like this one. Okay. Optimus Prime. Is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Optimus, the big car dude. And Predator.
The big car dude.
Optimus Prime and Predator have the same voice, the same person.
Okay. That's something I now know.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. Apollo 17 astronaut Harrison Schmitt was allergic to moon dust.
Schmitt.
Imagine going all the way to the moon and be like, achoo! Achoo! Damn it!
Imagine being allergic to the moon. There's no way you'd ever know. I could be allergic to the moon.
Yeah.
My name's Luna. Could you imagine?
I'm allergic to myself.
This one got me. I like this. Buffalo Bill's dance in Silence of the Lambs was not in the script.
Wow.
He just did it because he thought it was creepy and would add to the character.
I mean, it did. That was creepy.
I know, but it's just brilliant.
This one you will love. A butt is a real unit of measurement for a cask of wine. So a buttload is about 108 imperial gallons.
Yes.
So you can actually have a buttload of wine.
Buttload? Tasha, if you're listening, we can get a buttload of wine. yeah. Oh my God. This one weirded me out. Okay, there's another little bit in here.
Mm-hmm.
The voice actor in Scream, you know the guy on the phone?
Yeah.
That's a separate voice. They didn't actually change it. Also voiced Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls.
Wow.
He also, yeah, none of the crew ever met him. Well, while filming anyway. Yeah. I don't know whether they did after. But he filmed his scenes where he did the voice.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd just be,
hidden away so they couldn't see him to add to the effect of
it. It'd be in a studio somewhere, just like when they do voiceovers.
No, apparently it was during the scenes and stuff, I don't know. But okay. They hid him away so they didn't see him.
So... I didn't know this. This is really interesting. The raven that inspired Edgar Allan Poe's poem was named Grip, and he was Charles Dickens' beloved pet.
Aww.
I wonder if he ever turned him on by stroking him.
What did he call him, Grip? What, did he just land on his finger and go, oh, he grips?
Maybe it wasn't his finger after he'd, you know, given him a bit too much attention.
Ah, bloody hell.
He's got a tight grip, isn't he?
Oh, you're nasty.
Anyway, carry on.
The creator of Squid Games wrote the show in 2009, but was rejected for 10 years. It's now the most watched show in history.
I heard that.
I haven't watched it.
Like, no one gave a shit about his show at all until Netflix finally picked it up.
Wow.
Crazy. Relative to their body size, barnacles have the biggest penises in the animal kingdom.
Fair play to them. Oh, this is my last one.
Instead of hung like a horse, you're hung like a barnacle.
Speaking of penises. In Iceland, you have to have a penis size of at least 3 inches to get married.
It's only fair, isn't it?
No, there is a story behind this. Very small one, don't worry. A woman married in... God knows how long ago. I only read a snippet. She married some guy that she hadn't slept with. It was, you know, tradition back in the day to do it that way. And when they got to their wedding night, it was smaller than she hoped. I'm assuming under 3 inches, because that's another rule. And she actually left the bedroom and took him back to the place she got married and asked to be divorced.
Wow. Technically, because they hadn't consummated, they'd just annul it and be like, oh, okay, done. You're not married anymore.
I thought that was a really mean thing, to be fair.
Yeah. That guy was like, I'm finally going to get some. I'm married. Where is it? Bye. So I've got two more. One of the world's largest stockpiles of nuclear weapons is located at a US Navy base near Seattle, which is partially defended by trained dolphins.
Why are they telling people that, if that's true?
Like, I hope they're in the water.
Just standing about. Do you remind me of that episode of The Simpsons where they come on land?
Yeah.
I swear Dr. Evil came up with that plan.
He did.
Sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads.
So, here's another one for you. Bedding was such a luxury in the Middle Ages that blankets and sheets were written into wills.
Wow.
So you could leave someone your house and your blanket.
I wouldn't leave anyone my blanket. In case I haven't already done this one, though. This one will never, ever not baffle me. Slugs have got 4 noses. I know I was done with my fact, but that one's always there in the back of my mind, thinking about it. Why do they need 4 noses? What are they smelling?
I don't know. And I can't imagine slugs smell very nice. So you imagine like 3 of them are just going, ah, dude, I smell.
Speaking of slugs, you want to tell the world what you did outside? That was hilarious. It was like a Sideshow Bob moment.
I walked outside barefoot and accidentally stood on a slug and went, ah, a slug. Went to kind of wipe my foot on the floor and stood on another slug. I went, ah, there's another one. Went to move my foot and stepped on a third slug. I was like, why are there so many slugs in one place?
And there was no more in the garden.
It was literally one spot with 3 slugs. And I happened to, unfortunately, no animal cruelty people come for me. I didn't do it on purpose, but I stepped on 3 slugs barefoot.
Right outside the back door.
Ew. Does not feel nice. The slugs were unharmed. They all slithered off to go smell something with their 4 noses.
Yeah.
Ugh, I had to go wash my foot. Gross. Anyway, thanks again, as always.
Strange note.
On that peculiar note, thanks again for listening to us ramble on for however long this is after I edit out. The million times I repeated myself and could not get my words out tonight. You probably won't notice. I'm assuming I'll cut most of them out. I might leave a few in.
You'll cut them all.
Just so you can all laugh at how terrible I was. But if you have... See? Fuck's sake. I couldn't even say that one.
You've got to leave that one in, because there's your evidence.
I'll try that again, shall I? If you have some conspiracy theories you'd like us to look into or talk about, let us know. You can contact us through our Facebook page, Paraverse Illuminate Me. Drop us a message on the Paraverse Instagram, @Paraverse_live, or send us an email at paraverse.yt@gmail.com. Please follow or subscribe to our podcast channel and consider listening to any of our other series. Luna has her show, joined with Tasha, does Eerie Theories, where they cover urban legends, creepy scary stories, generally all things eerie. And I do the original Paraverse Live show, usually joined by my co-host Gaz and or guests from the UFO paranormal world, and we delve into some very interesting subjects. If you would prefer to watch the shows live, come over to the Paraverse Live Facebook or YouTube channels and join in the chat in the comments section on Sunday evenings at 8:30 p.m. GMT. We also go live in our UFO and Paranormal Facebook group, Uprising. So if there are subjects that interest you, please feel free to join. We welcome everyone from experts to complete novices, and the whole community there will try their best to help educate you on any subject you're interested in. Or if you know more than us, please come and educate us. We're always willing to learn more.
Cool beans.
Indeed. So on that wonderful bombshell, we'll hopefully, hopefully we can be a bit more proactive and actually get this shit done properly and on time and on date and everything. Do you think? Maybe?
Maybe, as long as he's not warm.
The amount of random excuses. I can't do it today. I've got to have my eyebrows done.
I had my eyebrows done and I still did it.
Yeah. Like 2 hours late.
I don't care.
No, I can't do it today. It's too warm to what? Sit down.
Oh, yeah.
So generally, we'll probably see you again in about 6 months.
It'll be sooner than that.
Hopefully in 2 weeks, but I wouldn't hold your breath. Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.